Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the anatomy of a perfect blind offer campaign. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Richard asks, hi everyone, I'm trying to use RealQuest to get mailing lists for micro areas to market that I have looked at on Redfin. I'm not having much luck searching for vacant land areas smaller than a whole county with RealQuest. What search criteria are you guys using to pull small lists for, say, a specific zip code or town? I tried using township range section, but RealQuest did not return any results that way.
Yeah.
Many of the properties that I have looked at on Redfin don't have a subdivision listed for them. That was a good idea, by the way. Jack says to look for clusters in Redfin, which I did.
Yep.
But I can't figure out how to pull those small area lists to mail property owners using RealQuest.
All right, good.
What method have you guys been using for that? Thank you. Do you want me to go on? Because I have one reply here and read it.
Yeah, go ahead. Let's hear what Trevor has to say, and then I know where the confusion is, and I can really simplify it and make it easy. Go ahead, Jill.
Okay. So one of our members had already replied here, and this is what he wrote. Trevor says, hey, look up the property. The addresses are usually on these closer in town areas. Use that address with the county to look up the subdivision. Then go to RealQuest, do a table search by subdivision or subdivision by table search. Then you can find any and all properties in that subdivision. Get after it. Be darn careful you look up the correct phase of each subdivision as well. You can leave yourself out to dry in these subdivisions with lots of phases.
That's right.
Some on the 8th tee box, maybe worth $500,000. And the 10,800 square foot in the back next to the highway may be worth $50,000.
Great advice, Trevor.
Love it.
I'm gonna add the Trevors instead of replace it because he's 100% correct. But here's the way to get to the bottom of it. And if you're in our group, you understand and respect the data. If you're not, and your data is just a concept to you, every answer to all of these things comes back to data. So when somebody goes to apply for a new subdivision, a developer or whomever, they go to the assessor and they say, thanks for approving my subdivision. Please assign a set of assessor parcel numbers to me. And they don't just randomly, it's not the lottery. They don't put the
next 10 in line. There you go.
There's a rhyme and reason to it. So then, and it's a number scheme. So if you find Redfin, you did perfectly, you did great on Redfin. You found a cluster and you can see some consistent pricing, and that's great. That's what you want. Then go back and find out, and there's 90 ways to do it at least, what APN scheme is in that little subdivision or subdivision like Trevor's talking about, and then send letters to those people. There might be 10 little subsets inside a data set to send price letters to. Mm-hmm. So is it complicated? No, not really. It's just really digging it out and doing some research. In fact, this is parlays into this topic perfectly today. I wrote the title of this, The Anatomy of a Perfect Blind Offer Campaign, because Jill and I were sitting around talking, and we get some really complicated good questions on the Wednesday call and in land investors all the time. But I wanted to bring it back to like the grassroots scenario about how easy this can be to understand the concept anyway, because I was talking to somebody who's a very seasoned real estate professional recently, and they said, you do what? Oh, you just you send lowball offers out to everybody. No. I said, no, they're not listed for sale. And the guy said, what? Anyway, let's get into the show and I'll tell a story.
I thought we were.
If you have a question or you want to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landinvestors.com.
I was going to add one thing to the question, please.
Oh, yeah, sure.
You were on a roll. I didn't want to stop you. So I was going to add that this, and this does tie into the show too, this is what it's all about. Spending more time, more energy on the front end, really digging into this data, you might need to spend a week playing around with it, yeah. right? Or more. I mean, I mean, a week's worth of time. Let's say 40 hours.
No, I agree.
You might, and you however long that takes you, you might have to spend that much time, you know, really thoroughly understanding and getting to know these products. They're there. That, and if you do, you will win. I guess that's the point. Spend like Richard did. Spend some time on Redfin. I'm gonna bet the guy spent all in maybe 8-10 hours. Couple hours here, a couple hours there. You think you have an area? You gotta look around. You don't want to mess around here. It's worth it. And then now we gotta take that and transpose it into getting the data that matches that area that you want. That's a lot of work, but it sure pays off. And then, like Jack's going to talk about, you know, pricing it right and all those things. There's a lot of moving parts. If you spend the time on them, it's going to be perfect.
Yeah, and every single time you do it, you get better. Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing. I mean, this is a career situation.
It's true.
If you want it to be. This isn't a hobby. I mean, some people, I guess, do it as a hobby, but and some people use it to just buy a house, you know, their next primary residence. But most of us here.
Or vacation property or whatever.
Right. Mm-hmm. Most of us here want to kill it.
Exactly. I'm here to kill it.
I'm here to kill it. Kill it dead.
I'm all, I don't know, Jack. I'm just thinking about it. I think I'm going to go all in.
Well, this is show number 525. I think we're here to stay.
Okay, yeah, we've been testing our theories. That's so funny. I was reaching out to somebody the other day, and I hadn't said it in a while. I was in bigger pockets, and I had to say, I don't know, but we're going on 16,000 transactions. What do I know? You know? So I think then I get people go, oh, you're not just some girl.
You're not just some girl. I'm here to tell
you.
You.
Sometimes I wonder that too. I wonder if they see me and they see my picture and they go, oh yeah, what can she know?
No, I'm here to tell you, Jill, you're not just some regular girl.
Thank you very much.
For a bunch of reasons. Most of them I can't say on the...
Hello.
Here's the deal with with how to send out a mailer and why we're all here. Why we fight. You find an area of interest. There's a million reasons you might be interested in an area. The number one reason that comes up across my email is, hey, I want to buy a house, or I want to buy a piece of property in a vacation spot so I can take my family and I don't want it to be expensive. Or I want to buy 62 properties over in that subdivision, one county over, because I heard from my buddy that there's whatever. So what do you do? Well, that's step A. You locate an area for whatever reason. The pros in the group, and I'll include us, we can locate these things by looking at population density maps or Redfin. Anywhere there's a map, for whatever reason, I see the data that way, where there's clusters of like-kind property that are relatively priced similarly, right? If you look at a map of Los Angeles County, specifically in the urban areas, they're not priced similarly in any way.
It's all over the place.
Now, I can pattern it out on a price per square foot, but that's not what we're here to talk about. Once you get real advanced at this, you really can see patterns where they're not obvious. But step one is to find an area that seems to be relatively consistent in pricing. It could be a county. It could be a part of a county. It could be a subdivision. It might be on Redfin. If you look through our educational material, it's really obvious. Mm-hmm. Number two, price them. And how do we price it? The whole point here is to send blind offers. People who, not the property that's for sale, but that's somebody already got there. You want to send an offer to people who own real estate, and you want to just surprise them.
I want to hit that point home. Just so let's pause. This is like Sesame Street. We're going to repeat this all together now.
The Sesame Street of real estate investing.
Exactly. This is what
we're
doing.
We should have called this.
Yeah, it's good.
I love it.
Here's what we're going to repeat this together, everybody. Don't send offers to property already for sale. That's not what we're doing. I mean, if it is for sale, who cares? You're not going to scrub them out and spend any time on it. But you're not looking for that. This is not download the MLS and send them all a cheap offer.
Mm-mm. Or a HUD list of HUD houses.
Exactly.
I've heard somebody do that too.
It's not, oh, a new listing on the MLS. I'm going to quickly get a letter in the mail and buy it.
It's nope. Absolutely the wrong way to do it.
Yep. Thank you. That was it. Oh, I just want to repeat that. Thank you.
So anyway, you find... So then you got to price it. So this is what we suggest. We don't tell you to do this, but we suggest that you take a look at like-kind property. You look at properties that are listed for sale. Forget about completed sales. I could write a dissertation on completed sales and value and what it means. Is it easy to get that stuff? No. Is it super meaningful? Yeah. But we're just talking about the basic stuff here. Mm-hmm. So what we do, even to this day, is we look at property that's listed for sale. Well, Jack, how does that, if it's listed, we don't know what it's sold for. Trust me on this. So you look at property that's listed for sale, and you cut it down by at least half your offer amount, and then some. So at least 50%, and then kick it down a little bit more. Mm-hmm. And here's why. Because you're not going to sell it to the end user. That's too much of a pain in the butt most of the time. It is for us anyway. Mm-hmm. You want it to sell it to the guy who's going to sell it for retail. Because he keeps coming back. He keeps coming back over and over and over again because he's making a bunch of money and you're doing all the work. That's the whole business model here.
And now and then the end user will sneak in and they're just thrilled because they found it so cheap.
And then they become
the
right end user.
Exactly. Right. Next thing you know, they're buying more.
I had a whole list of people like
remember
that.
Remember that guy did that? This guy bought this property. He was so in, he bought this piece of property. It was just for him. He was all excited. And he started telling his buddy at work, and his buddy bought it. He's like, his buddy's wanted to buy it. So he marked it up a little bit, sold it to his buddy, came back to me for more. So he accidentally fell into this business. It's like, I need more of those. I'm selling this to my friends. That's great.
Right. So, so that's for pricing. And then you have to get the stuff in the mail. And that is a massive bottleneck for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. Well, we've solved that with a tool called Offers Through Owners. It involves choosing your data set, usually in RealQuest Pro, manipulating the data and pricing it, and getting it to a printer. So if all that is confusing as heck, we've solved it for you. You just go to offers2owners.com. Pick up the phone, dial the 800 number, and pick up and we'll work through it with you. Our staff, Jill and I put a specific staff to do this, to work through that and get it in the mail. All right, great. So it's in the mail. That's step two. Step one is locate an area you want to do it and price it. Step two is get the stuff in the mail. Now, bear in mind, if you've made it this far, you're past 90% of the people who ever started this because people just don't have the patience to get through it for some reason. They don't have the patience to be multimillionaires. Really? Like us?
That's so true. Isn't that funny? That's funny how often that happens. You had a call the other day. The guy's like killing it and he didn't see it.
Yeah.
It was like, I'm like, wait a minute.
Exactly. Step three is then to field the calls and get the deals done. Easier than it sounds. It really is easier, not harder than it sounds. It's a very mechanical process. If you line this business model up next to renovating a house, because every single one's different, you're going to make way more money and have a lot more time on your hands because every single deal is the same, with the exception of the actual piece of property, which no one really cares about.
Well, I was going to say, imagine this for people out there who are still trying to wrap their heads around this concept, because it is new to the general real estate population. You know, Jack and I were just talking about that. Even though Jack's been doing this since the 90s, I came in the 2000s. So, you know, it's different. But imagine, here's my thing too. Instead of going out looking for properties and taking your business cards and, you know, the quote unquote driving for dollars, imagine just waking up to email and mail and your phone ringing. I mean, that's what this is. You wake up to people coming to you with deals and you've already sourced out that your offer's in their price range or they wouldn't be calling you back.
Well said.
Thank you.
Get the people that come to you. You don't want to go out and try to find people who are interested in selling.
Exactly.
Get the interested sellers to come to you. Yep. Leverage the value of computers and data and everything else. Mm-hmm. So those are the simple three steps. Find a location, manipulate the data and price it correctly and get it in the mail, step two. And then step three is get the deal done when they come back. Analyze the deals as they come in and then get the deal done. So the reason I did this show is because we're getting so many detailed questions, which is good, about the details of those three steps. But it's so important to remember that how special and unique this is. This came up, like I was started to say during the question in the beginning, a very seasoned, very wealthy real estate person. I was speaking with them in a social environment. And their jaw was on the ground about how much value the light bulb went off this guy's head. This is a guy that owns buildings, huge buildings. And he said, well, why didn't we do this? You know, he's a lot older than me. Why don't we do this? Why doesn't everybody do this in the real estate industry? And my answer was, I really don't know, because it really works.
Isn't it funny? I was just going to say, what other industry has held firm to the old fashioned, you know what I mean, way of doing things and not using data? Could you imagine if like trading and stock market never took on the computers and we're still doing it the old fashioned way, like, you know, picking up the phone and not using
or with no math.
You know, exactly. Could you? It would be a mess.
Yeah.
You know.
I bet it was back then. Nobody knew it.
It was hard. Yeah. Because my brother's business and stuff. I remember some of the stuff he was even doing was revolutionary in the day trading, you know, community. So with the computers and the speed and the programs that he was designing and stuff, it was amazing. So I'm trying to think of other areas like that, that had we still been doing it the old-fashioned way, oh my goodness.
Right.
You know? like I'm trying to, cars. Well, let me just think about computers. Can you imagine all of our cars have computers in them nowadays, except for yours, Jack. And I mean, how much better things are, you know? It's 2017, everyone.
Yeah, let's take advantage of I think what you're saying is let's take advantage of and manipulate the technology that's right in front of us.
Right.
To make things better for ourselves.
Instead of holding firm, saying, if it worked for my parents, it's going to work for me. No, it's a lot better now, I promise.
Right. Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill bore you to death and discuss how to use information. That's me.
I don't think it was that bad. An inspiration, that's me.
You get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. I clearly had to get that out of my system.
You did. I was over here. I'd have to touch you going, hello. can I say something? Just kidding. I understand those times. You just got to get it out.
Sometimes you get in this whole process, at least I did when I started, you follow one rabbit hole down and you forget the big picture.
Right.
And you come back out 2 weeks later and you're not any better for it.
Right.
And it's just because you just didn't develop or use the right tool.
Mm-hmm.
Which in this case is offers to owners. It really solves a lot of problems for most people. There's a bottleneck in every one of these deals. And you just have to get over it. It's different for every person.
Mm-hmm.
So I hope that helped. Silence.
Yep.
Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show.
We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.